This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back live, taking a few calls for Paul Watson. Text over to the War Room, 3 o'clock Central. Hillary and George Soros, hope you don't spread the word about that. Let's go ahead and take a call from Ray in Florida. You're on the air, Ray.
Alex, I want to thank you for allowing us Americans to actually speak out and actually be heard on your airwaves. What a blessing.
Thank I appreciate you, brother.
Very quickly, I would like to urge all of my patriots to call the White House, 202-456-1414, and demand Hillary's arrest. Start with her and then move on down the scale. Seth Rich and Sean Lucas deserves to be recognized for their sacrifices and what they did. Also, I'd like to urge you to call Mueller, 202-663-6364. He is a traitor, a menace to this country, and he belongs before...
You can't do that. I appreciate your call. And look, I'm not saying you're giving out fake numbers, but I haven't checked them. Some people call them with people's fake phone numbers, and it becomes a big fiasco. Mueller is just a puppet. He's already moved on down the road. But, yeah, this country's in a crazy situation. Let's go ahead and go to Jim in Georgia. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Been a while. I love you and respect you.
I respect you.
The very symbol of injustice in America is Hillary Clinton. She must be at least in prison. Must be. Or it will die. And then we could move on to 9/11 and all that stuff. She must be in prison. Have you heard anything on the inside to lead you to believe that that's something is going on there?
Well, yes. Lindsey Graham and Trump came out today and said that they are pushing for a reopening of the investigation on Hillary. Thanks for the call. I hear you, brother. Let's go ahead and talk to Dennis in Virginia and then Debbie in New Jersey. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, I enjoy your show very much. I think President Trump is getting ready to unleash the dogs of war. He's been laying low for a while, and I think he's watching these guys just trip and fumble all over themselves, and I think he's going to really get down to business.
You know, Trump could definitely do that if he had good people, but the average lawyers and average people in D.C. are literally mind-dumb, mindless scumbags.
Yeah, but I tell you, the way these tech giants and MSM monopolies have weaponized their platforms and outlets, they need to be broken up and in some cases lose their license.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't want wish any harm against anybody, you know. But I hear what you're saying, that this is a serious situation. Debbie in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. The first thing I think is that Trump should oust these demonic, clitless, walking black tampon frauds that have infiltrated our government. That's the first thing. Second, let's indict all these criminal Dems for RICO, racketeering, fraud, extortion, lien their oath and bond, bankrupt them, seize all their assets, put them out of business.
I hear you, and I think that that is something a lot of Americans are thinking. They're really upset about just the lawlessness we've seen, not just with the Smollett case, but with the Russiagate and with Hillary servers and the sellout to China, just the lawlessness of the Democratic Party and the acquiescence of so many Democrats in this process.
We have the power to do it. Let's do it. Why do we keep playing games with them? This is what frustrates and angers me. because I'm tired of hearing, oh, we have to be nice. We have to do it this way. We can't get angry. Well, we're angry.
No, I hear you. God bless you, ma'am. I'm sorry to the callers, Luke and Harry and Dean, but I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's England is taking over. There'll be some special reports today, too, at NewsWars.com. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live in this fourth hour, and we're continuing to look at the reaction to the absolutely unbelievable developing story that the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett have been dropped. Jack Posobiec just tweeted, Jussie Smollett should be charged under federal hate crime laws for the actual crime we know he committed against white Trump supporters. Chicago Democrat Mayor Rahm Emanuel, even Rahm Emanuel said he was let off scot-free with no sense of accountability for the moral and ethical wrong of his actions. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, and I think we've got this clip, we can roll it here in a second, said, it's Mr. Smollett who committed this hoax, period. We've got that clip. Let's roll it.
So listen, I'm sure we all know what occurred this morning. My personal opinion is that you all know where I stand on this. Do I think justice was served? No. Where do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology. And let me digress for a moment. When I came on this job, I've been a cop now for about 31 years. When I came on this job, I came on with my honor, my integrity, and my reputation. If someone accused me of doing anything that would circumvent that, then I would want my day in court, period, to clear my name. I've heard that they wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. And though they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system. My job as a police officer is to investigate an incident, gather evidence, gather facts, and present them to the state's attorney. That's what we did. I stand behind the detective's investigation. I'll let Mary Madden comment further.
That was Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson reacting again to the charges against Jussie Smollett being dropped. Former Chief Prosecutor Bob Bianchi on Jussie Smollett, he said, I think prosecutors caved to the court of public opinion and gave the case away. He called it a sickening abuse of prosecutorial discretion. Charlie Kirk tweeted an image of Smollett alongside Hillary Clinton. He said on Twitter, believe you're above the law. Commit idiotic crime in full public view. Deny that you ever committed that crime. Media runs cover. Overwhelming evidence proves that you are guilty. Demand special treatment. Receive special treatment from liberal prosecutors. And then walk free. And is this anything to do with it? Gee, I wonder. Headline out of Breitbart.com. George Soros donated $408,000 to Kim Fox, prosecutor who let Jussie Smollett walk, who, of course, was in cahoots with the Obamas. Left-wing billionaire megadonor Judge Soros donated $408,000 to a super PAC that supported Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, the prosecutor in the Jussie Smollett case in her election campaign in 2016. And again, whenever you talk about George, it's like, oh my God, you're talking about George Soros giving money to a group or an individual. The entire purpose of his life, which he's been doing for decades and decades, oh, that's anti-Semitic. You can't say the words George Soros. In a shock announcement Tuesday, Fox dropped all 16 felony charges against Smollett. Again, Soros has spent heavily on backing progressive candidates for local prosecutorial offices across the nation following the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement in 2014. So that's from where this donation arose. He gave $408,000 to the prosecutor who got Smollett off the hook in this shady backroom deal, which I'm sure is completely above board. Report, Chicago Police Superintendent furious Smollett charges dropped. We just played that clip from Eddie Johnson. Former prosecutor says state's explanation for Jussie Smollett case dismissal makes no sense. This was Law and Crime Network host Bob Bianchi, who was once the chief prosecutor in Morris County, New Jersey. He questioned the decision-making of the local prosecutors. And again, as I just said, he called it a sickening abuse. He said that remarks by the prosecutors make no sense, and the idea that Smollett would do service goes against how criminal cases normally work. So he already did the community service. How is that related in any way to the current situation? And in what upside-down, backwards world can you get charges dropped because of a community service issue? I mean, it just absolutely just makes no sense whatsoever. They're admitting that he's guilty of something, but then saying he's not guilty of anything. Just absolutely la-la land behavior. And Twitter is absolutely ablaze. Stefan Molyneux tweets, American justice. No collusion is investigated for years, destroying families, careers, and lives. Real collusion walks. And again, the prosecutor involved funded to the tune of $408,000 by George Soros. Absolutely incredible. We'll continue to cover that as news comes in. But on a related subject, CNN is now claiming that it's literally not the job of journalists to investigate things. They literally came out and made that claim. Headline on Infowars.com. Brian Stelter gets roasted for saying it's not CNN's job to investigate. He was tweeting the CNN president Jeff Zucker, who said yesterday, quote, "We are not investigators, we are journalists." Yes, that's your entire job as journalists. In fact, someone pointed to the fact that CNN hired BuzzFeed's K-File investigative team to investigate news stories. So they hired an investigative team. Now they're claiming they're not investigators, simply to absolve themselves of blame for pushing for 2 years plus solid the hysterical, maniacal, fake news hoax of Russian collusion while pointing their fingers at InfoWars and similar outlets, saying that we were peddling fake news, calling for, lobbying for us to be deplatformed for fake news while they were pushing it to great harm, a great harm to the nation, risking potential war, undermining democracy. They were pushing that fake news for 2 years plus. Is anyone going to come out and apologize? Is anyone going to get disciplined? Is anyone going to get fired? Is anyone going to have a single moment of self-reflection and realize that you're not supposed to be activists, you're supposed to be journalists who remain impartial, neutral, and yes, investigate things? So Stelter tweeted this out. He got completely ratioed, 15,000 responses compared to just 1,100 retweets. That's when you know you get ratioed. Mike Cernovich responded. He said, "For real, Brian, in what world does this help you or CNN? CNN press Jeff Zucker, we are not investigators. I'm trying, bro. Help us understand. We are not investigators. How doesn't this expose everyone at CNN as scribes for people in government?" And in claiming they're not investigators, that's exactly what they're admitting, that they're basically stenographers for what the authorities tell them. In this case, the authorities being the deep state for the past 2 years plus. Jack Posobiec tweeted at him, as a joke, we don't check it into anything the government tells us. It's a great line for a news organization to take. Not that any of us are surprised, but the sheer audacity of admitting it. And within a couple of hours, Brian Stelter of CNN blocked Jack Posobiec on Twitter because he had no counter-argument. David Wall said, "We're not investigators, we're not journalists, we're worker bees for the primary media propaganda wing of the DNC. That at least would have been an honest assessment of fake news central." And again, not a single member of the mainstream media has come out and apologized or been disciplined or been fired for pushing the biggest fake news hoax in a generation since Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. Now, when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to get into Stephen Colbert, who pushed the fake news Russian collusion scam for 2+ years on his show almost every single night. But now guess who he's blaming? Oh, yes, it's Trump's fault. Why is it Trump's fault? Well, because Orange Man bad. That's literally his reason, so we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the EU breaking the internet to censor memes with Article 13, which just passed today, and the real reason behind that. We're going to get into an activist in Australia being deplatformed by Facebook because he defended himself against a mainstream media smear campaign. So we'll get into that and a lot more in the next segment. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show live. Before I get into some more news, I really need to tell you about the Save the First Amendment Stop Big Tech Censorship special, which is still running at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars Life products with double Patriot points and free shipping site-wide. One of those discounts is a whopping 50% discount on the energy drink Turbo Force. And I've just got to say, this is just off the charts. This is like some kind of legal high without the come down. I mean, when Alex says, don't take the full sachet on the first few times you take it, people should take that advice. Perhaps kids shouldn't have this either, because this gives you an absolute turbo injection of energy. I got about 5 hours sleep last night, just had one sachet of Turbo Force, and I'm literally bouncing off the walls. That's how good this is. And what's even better about it is that you don't get the come down. You don't get that junk come down from what you would normally get from other energy drinks. It just wears off. So then you can have another one. Or maybe that's not a great idea. Maybe you want to spread them out, because this is really, really powerful. It's Turbo Force. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can see that 112 people have reviewed it with an average score of 4.8 out of 5, 96% positive. So it's definitely working for other people. You can also get the auto ship option, which comes with an additional 10% subscription discount. So you don't have to keep remembering to go back and reorder from the website. It is Turbo Force. It is potent. Be careful, it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for a massive 50% off. Go there and get it today, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, of course, the fallout from the Russian collusion hoax continues. Instead of having a moment of reflection, which was long overdue for the mainstream media, they've simply turned around and pointed the finger back at President Trump. Daily Caller reports Colbert says Trump only has himself to blame for Russian collusion conspiracy theory. Now, this is a guy who almost every night on his unfunny late-night comedy show talks about Donald Trump colluding with Russians to steal the election. You've seen the clips over and over and over again. He also obviously got in trouble for the PP Holster comment he made about Putin and Trump, had to apologize for that. Another hilarious example of the left eating their own. But every single night he was on it, night after night after night. And what's his reaction now it's all collapsed? Well, late night show host Stephen Colbert said Monday night that President Donald Trump only has himself to blame for being subjected to a 2-year investigation with a false premise. So he basically got up this whiteboard of everything bad that Donald Trump's ever said or done. In his eyes, most of it's completely made up or grossly exaggerated, of course. His basic argument, given that he's pushed this fake news conspiracy theory for 2 years plus, is that, oh no, it's not my fault, it's Donald Trump's fault, because Orange Man bad. He literally defaulted back to that classic NPC Orange Man bad approach. Again, scribbled down a bunch of things on a whiteboard and said, oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. that I continually lied to the American people. And let's not give him the cover of being a comedian. These people aren't comedians. They're political operatives. They're activists. That's why they hate people like Jay Leno, because back in the day, he wasn't an activist. He was an actual comedian. He would hit both sides of the political spectrum. And he was funny. Funnier than Colbert, at least now. Colbert, back in the day, of course, cut his teeth going after George W. Bush and his militarism, his foreign intervention, his neocon wars. Then what does he do to Tulsi Gabbard, one of the few Democratic candidates who speaks any kind of sense, gets her on his show and completely rinses her about her option, her opinion, her opposition to the war in Syria, to trying to topple Assad by arming literal jihadists, which is the foreign policy that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton followed. And it would have been the foreign policy that Hillary Clinton followed if she'd become president, is the one she followed as Secretary of State. So you have Colbert, a man who cut his teeth rightly going after George W. Bush's militarism and his neocon adventures, now serving that very same deep state that wants to topple secular leaders in the Middle East, leading to absolute carnage, leading to the rise of ISIS, leading to the migrant crisis. Tulsi Gabbard goes on a sane voice against that, and he rips her to shreds because, again, not the man that he used to be. He sold out. Now he's blaming Trump for his lies that he said on his show repeatedly for 2 years solid, as is the New York Times. Headline, New York Times tries to shift blame onto all of us for Russiagate hoax. This is out of Information Liberation, and it's up on Infowars.com. Rather than take personal responsibility for pushing the Russiagate hoax for over 2 years straight without any evidence, the New York Times ran a column on Monday trying to shift the blame onto all of us. That's right, it's your fault too. And it's Sean Hannity's fault, even though he literally argued the opposite for 2+ years. It's Sean Hannity's fault as well. It said, Sean Hannity-style Trumpians should apologize for peddling the sort of deep cynicism that undermines our country's institutions. So Sean Hannity and others like him were right, were proven right in triplicate, saying that this was a contrived moral panic, a contrived hoax, but they should apologize for being right. The only people who undermined the country for 2+ years were the people pushing this fake news delusion that caused division, that caused Russia and America to be at the brink of some kind of military exchange in some cases, given the sanctions and what that could have led to. But no, it's Sean Hannity's fault. From the New York Times' David Brooks, we've all just been made fools of ourselves again. Maybe it's time to declare a national Sabbath. Maybe it's time to step back from scandal-mongering and assess who we are right now. Now, that should be applauded, a moment of self-reflection. But then he goes on to say, Republicans and the Sean Hannity-style Trumpians might also approach this moment with an attitude of humility and honest self-examination, even though they were proven right and have literally nothing to apologize for. For 2 years, they've been calling the Mueller investigation a witch hunt, which is exactly what it was. For 2 years, they've been spreading the libel that there are no honest brokers in Washington. It's all a deep state conspiracy, a swamp. Yeah, I'm sure everybody's honest in Washington, D.C. It's renowned for its honesty, isn't it, that city? Just as Chicago is in the case of Smollett. They should apologize for peddling the sort of deep cynicism that undermines our country's institutions, even though that's literally what the mainstream media did. It was them that undermined democracy. It was them that tried to sabotage a legitimately elected president. Another headline here. Nets gave 2,284 minutes to Trump-Russia conspiracy theory. Media wrote 533,000 articles. They actually totted up the amount that they paid attention to this story every night on news media, and it was more than if there'd been a major war taking place. That's literally the sustained level to which the mainstream media pushed this hoax for 2+ years. They afforded more time to it than they would have done if America had literally been at war. That's how deeply ingrained and embedded and responsible the mainstream media was for pushing this hoax. So how dare they try and point the finger at Trump or Hannity or InfoWars and say that we're responsible. The absolute height of delusion. We'll be back.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on the Alex Jones Show fourth hour. Now, I want to get into Article 13 because it passed today. It's absolutely horrific. The consequences are not going to be known. The UK, where I live, obviously, would be free from the consequences if we actually left the EU as we voted to nearly 3 years ago, and it hasn't happened yet because we don't live in a democracy anymore. So we probably will be affected by this. This is Article 13, and the best way to explain why it's so bad is with this video I made about the subject about 9 months ago when it was first introduced, and then I'll come back and read the latest news on Article 13, but here is that video.
They're really doing it. They're coming for the one thing that we thought was sacred. They're coming to ban the memes. Researchers at University College London have developed an algorithm that can automatically detect and censor hateful content before it's uploaded. What could possibly go wrong? Could this algorithm be abused by parties and social media giants to prevent the viral spread of memes that benefit right-of-centre political movements and candidates? They'd never do such a thing, would they? But why does this matter? Because memes can change history. As Richard Dawkins first explained, memes are like genes for information, and human evolution has been guided as much by memes as genes. Memes compete with each other for survival. Control the meme, control future human thought and behavior. This is about influence. Leftist websites like Salon, The New Yorker and The Guardian have been bitterly complaining for years about the undue influence of meme warfare on contemporary politics. They warn that the political meme has become the centerpiece of disinformation campaigns, and the ability of memes to communicate ideology is boundless. The power of the political meme has never been greater. Now, what possible motive do you think the left could have for wanting to ban memes? Could it really be because the left can't meme? Surely not. I mean, surely they wouldn't. Yeah, it's that. The University College London study found that the most effective and widely spread memes largely originated in two places, the Donald and Paul, both of which aren't really known for their left-wing sympathies. So now we finally have solid proof, backed up by the kind of facts and logic that would even put Ben Shapiro to shame, that the left can't meme. And as we all know, if something doesn't benefit the left, the only reasonable thing to do is ban it. So you remember I mentioned that algorithm, which is able to identify harmful content and prevent it from being uploaded. Guess what the EU wants to make social media companies do? Develop an algorithm that can identify harmful content and prevent it from being uploaded. Well, imagine my shock. The EU's new Article 13 copyright proposal, which will be voted on this week, would force websites to install upload filters that would automatically censor any content deemed to be a copyright violation. This is a complete misunderstanding of both fair use and transformative content. But this is the EU we're talking about, and they're not known for having a firm grasp of the sovereign interests of the individual. Google-owned YouTube and Facebook already have filters that block porn and copyrighted content before it's posted. So in effect, all this will achieve is a de facto ban on memes and a draconian crackdown on the sharing of information. You know, the entire foundation of how the internet is structured and what makes it work. The proposal would also institute a link tax, which would require users to get a license from the publisher just to include snippets from a news article like this. I literally wouldn't be allowed to display a screenshot from a news article like this without getting sued for copyright violation. Click the link in the description below to contact your MEP and tell them to vote against this absurd proposal. Because if it's implemented and used as a template for other countries outside of the EU, the internet as we know and love it is finished. In short, Article 13 will impose widespread censorship of all the content you share online, be it a parody video, a remix, a meme, a blog post, comments on Reddit, a piece of code, live streaming your gaming experience, or even a link in a tweet. Spain also wants to ban memes that are insulting to politicians. CNN doxes and harasses people for posting memes. So it's a pincer movement. On the one hand, you've got the establishment in general that doesn't understand the language of memes and is therefore frustrated that it can't control them. Then on the other hand, you've got the political left, which no longer understands humour and therefore is completely useless at creating them. At the legislative level, they're going to use copyright law force to censor memes. And at the cultural level, they're going to continue to hype the contrived moral panic of spicy memes being a new form of virulent online hate speech. Just as many left-wing websites have removed comment sections because studies prove they influence the reader more than the article itself, this is yet another attempt to rig the game and monopolize the narrative. It doesn't matter what your politics are. Censorship can never be justified. And all this serves as yet another reminder that the future political battlefield of ideas won't be decided on who has the best ideas. It won't be decided on who is most skilled at communicating a message to others on a level playing field. It will be decided on who controls the algorithm. Studies have proven that algorithms can potentially shift millions of votes in national elections. So until we stem the relentless tide of social media censorship that is undermining the democratization of information, we're all slaves to the algorithm.
There you have it. I encourage people to contact their MEPs to vote down this law. Obviously not enough people did that because it was voted through today. Edward Snowden has responded to this on Twitter. And again, this is going to be phased in over the next 2 years. It could literally break the internet. Who knows what chaos is going to ensue after this? Who knows if the UK is actually going to leave the EU within the next 2 years, given the situation with Brexit right now? RT headline, never forget what they did here. Snowden vents dismay at EU copyright reform. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden has decried the EU's decision to pass highly controversial copyright reform in a move that critics argue clamps down on free speech. He tweeted in German, never forget what they did here. Since CDU, CSU, that is the coalition government in Germany, voted for more internet freedom. The internet must never vote once more for the CDU. So he's calling on people to vote out the German government, which basically rubber stamped this. Of course, we had the story earlier today of Media Matters literally deplatforming an entire channel because it had a Joe Rogan podcast on it, which was going to go viral. They did a hit piece about it. Within 3 hours, the entire channel was gone. And that's the point. Memes can win elections. Why do you think they banned, why do you think they deplatformed Alex Jones? They weren't just deplatforming a person. They were deplatforming a meme. And that's the point I made in that video. Studies have shown scientifically that the left cannot meme. All the most effective widespread memes during the 2016 presidential election came from 4chan, came from the Donald subreddit. The left cannot meme, and as memes become increasingly important in political campaigns, as the online world becomes even more important than it was in 2016, what is the left going to do? They can't meme, so they're just going to silence, once again, their opposition. It's their go-to tactic every single time. And again, within 3 hours, this YouTube channel was completely deleted because it had previously been used to host InfoWars videos, literally over 6 months ago. Again, they're in contact with YouTube. YouTube's a giant corporation. Media Matters is supposedly a charity. That's dubious in and of itself. They're in direct contact with each other, working together. This is cronyism writ large. And now with this Article 13, they're literally going to have to install filters on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, which ban images that it says are copyright protected, even though that completely precludes the fact that all memes are transformative. There's no understanding of that in the language of this EU bill. This is going to break the internet. It's going to get very messy indeed. We'll be back in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show with more news. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin, right, while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try instantly ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Go back on The Alex Jones Show, live fourth hour. Coming up next is Ballroom with Owen Schroyer. Before we get back into some final news stories, again, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the massive Save the First Amendment, Stop Big Tech Censorship special still going strong. 60% off bodies, 60% off BrainForce Plus, absolutely mammoth discounts. There's no excuse not to go and stock up right now on these great products. 55% off Survival Shield X2. And again, 50% off Turbo Force, the energy drink, which I had one of these about an hour ago. And it's just off the charts. Absolute fuel burst injection. It says quick, accessible energy, and it is that to a T. Again, without the come down that you get, without the junk feeling you get from normal energy drinks. It also tastes really great. It is Turbo Force. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. for a massive 50% discount. Stock up today. Get a big box for just $29.98. Read the 5-star reviews. Select the auto ship option for a further 10% discount. So basically, you're getting a 60% discount with that, and you can choose when you want to get your new delivery with the auto ship option. It's Turbo Force. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, along with all the other great products at massive discount prices. That is InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there today to stock up and to take advantage of all those great special offers. Now, getting back to deplatforming, there's a headline here out of Politicalite. Exclusive, Abby Yemeni has Facebook page banned after exposing Jim Jeffries. Lie about you, then they deplatform you so you can't defend yourself. That's the whole point. So this activist out of Australia appeared or gave an interview with Jim Jeffries for a hit piece. The interview was conducted 2 months ago. They have him on after the New Zealand terror attack, basically to lump him in with right-wing extremists because he's a critic of Islam, basically to blame the attack on him. So they have him on this show with Jim Jeffries, a foul-mouthed leftist, in public at least, and they cut up his answers so it looks like he's answering a question when he's not. He gave an answer to a different question. They cut it up and put it after the wrong question. Then there's other footage which shows Jim Jeffries making what he would call, or he would blame someone else for, Islamophobic jokes. He's drawing the Prophet Muhammad. He's making fun of Muhammad. Now, this article says Aussie activist Abby Yemeni found his Facebook page permanently banned by Facebook for allegedly using hate speech. Again, the exact same reason they used to ban Alex Jones. Completely vague, no specific example. Boom, your Facebook page is gone. 300,000 followers gone. Again, right after he exposed Jim Jeffries with this viral video, they deplatform you so you don't have the ability to defend yourself. It's sinister to the core. It's absolutely disturbing. Facebook unpublished his page Tuesday and sent the activist a message that said, your page has been unpublished for using hate speech, which goes against the Facebook community standards. Again, no specific example. Abby, who had recently gained huge traction after exposing an attempt by Comedy Central's Jim Jeffries to link him to the New Zealand mosque attack, gained over 1.5 million views on YouTube before his page was banned. Remains to be seen if his YouTube page is going to be pulled down as well. He told Political, I hardly used it, but I've lost over 300,000 followers as this is the third page they have banned. Facebook is done. Their ongoing attack on free speech is ultimately going to cost them their business. Well, depends, doesn't it? If Trump puts through the executive order like he promised to do months ago, but it doesn't look like it's really going to happen. This just demonstrated even more clearly why sites like tr.news is so important. That's Tommy Robinson's website. So again, they ban him immediately as he's in the public eye, as he needs that platform to defend himself. Absolutely sinister, and a tactic we see time and time again. Meanwhile, far-right Austrian activist and leader of white nationalist group, that's the Daily Mail headline, has its home raided as police probe his connection to the Christchurch mosque gunman. This is Martin Selner, head of the identitarian movement of Austria, Generation Identity, basically received a large donation, four-figure donation, from somebody with the surname Tarrant, which of course is the same surname as the New Zealand mosque shooter. He claims it could be a setup. Obviously, that donation would have had to be sent before last Friday when the horrific attack happened. The article quotes Selner as saying, I had nothing to do with the attack. He said he would donate the money to a charitable organization. He suggested the reason for the donation might have been to provoke repressive measures against patriots. So now the Austrian police have raided his apartment, have confiscated his laptop, confiscated his other devices, his cell phone, because he received this suspicious donation from somebody called Taran before the New Zealand mosque massacre. Now, isn't it funny, or in fact it's sinister, that this mosque attacker seems to have tried to smear and set up a bunch of people on the right, if this is true that he sent this donation, by sending this donation, for one, and of course by including people like Candace Owens in his manifesto with that sardonic remark that Candace Owens was too extreme even for him. Clearly designed to smear Candace Owens because she's basically a centrist conservative, in comparison to him at least, a far-right fringe nutcase. Again, that's the point. The far-right fringe racist nutcases do not like the centre-right because they're not racist. They think they're not extreme enough. That's why they don't like them. That's why he included Candace Owens in that manifesto, to smear her as being complicit in the attack, because he hates Candace Owens. But again, the media is never going to tell you that nuance. They're just going to use it to do exactly what the gunman wanted, to smear Candace Owens and to cause more division politically in society. Breitbart reports, Wikipedia editors paid to protect political tech and media figures. A report in Huffington Post recently revealed the case of Wikipedia editor Ed Sussman, who was paid by media clients such as NBC and Axios to help diminish critical material. So again, these editors are being paid to massage information about people in the media. Meanwhile, if you or I tries to change our Wikipedia page, if Alex Jones tried to change his page to be more neutral, to be more realistic, those changes would be nixed within minutes. So it's all lies all the time, just as it is with YouTube, as Alex has exposed in searching his own name on YouTube. They literally broke their own search engine to make it impossible to find any Alex Jones videos on YouTube that aren't mainstream media hit pieces. Absolutely absurd, censorious behavior. And now the report by Ashley Feinberg detailed how the former journalist Ed Sussman's work as a paid Wikipedia fixer for clients such as Axios, NBC, and Facebook. Freiberg's article noted several of Sussman's requests involve removing or watering down potentially damaging material about clients, even when citing sources considered reliable on the site. So they give an example. Sussman requested changes to the page of Axios journalist Jonathan Swan regarding a false report he made last September claiming Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was resigning. A line noting the incident in Swan's article was replaced with a paragraph hyping that Swan was the first to report Rosenstein's offer to resign. So basically he got that story entirely wrong, got egg on his face. Then they paid someone to go into his Wikipedia page and edit it to hide the scandal. So Wikipedia is now completely controlled by these paid editors. It's completely controlled by left-wing activists. Again, this is about them controlling the very nature of reality. Absolutely chilling stuff. Meanwhile, Catholic churches are being desecrated throughout France. Of course, we had the Palestinian cleric yesterday in an Infowars.com story basically saying that France will become the first Islamic state in Europe because Muslims are having children, Western Europeans are not. Now, since the beginning of 2019, France has seen a torrent of attacks which have included arson, vandalism and desecration of a number of its historic Catholic churches. There you see the video of the preacher, Palestinian cleric, basically saying that France is done and that the war is now for the other European countries surrounding it. Absolutely chilling. The left will probably embrace that with open arms. Now, Catholic churches throughout France are being attacked, are being desecrated. Of course, police now in France are refusing to go to many of these areas, such as Saint-Denis, which has 400,000 illegal immigrants, because they'll get attacked. Postal services are refusing to deliver to the areas in some cases. Meanwhile, the left tells us that Muslim no-go zones are just one giant conspiracy theory. That's going to wrap it up for the show there. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. All the latest breaking news is available right now at Infowars.com. Coming up, War Room. Stay with us.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Globalist, the